Ralph was the same way. Ralph lived up the street from me, and again, I'd known him all my life, and he'd been part of the neighborhood. He there again, he was very firm. Of course, I knew him mostly in school and from seeing him operate. I had him for physical education when I was in, like, a freshman and sophomore. He taught the phys ed classes. Taught some math, too, I think. And you knew when he was coming down the hall because he jingled his change and his keys in his pocket constantly. And you could tell how serious the situation was that he was coming to do something about by the ferocity with which he jingled his keys and his change. And I always thought it was magnificent then and later when I moved back here that he stayed in Horse Cave. He went to the University of Indiana and was on their NCAA tournament, their first NCAA tournament championship. And he had excellent education credentials. He could have coached anywhere. He could have coached in college. He could have coached at Lexington Lafayette, which at that time was the big school in the state. He could have coached anywhere. But he came back here after he graduated in the 30s, and when there weren't many jobs available, and he stayed. His parents were here. He was living with his parents, and his father retired from the drugstore, and they grew old, and I think he liked living here, and liked the school he created. He was Kaverna.